So let's talk a little bit about the renal dysfunction that he had. First of all, in general, what's the pathophysiology of renal dysfunction in myeloma? Why do you see this?
Yeah, so we can see renal dysfunction for many reasons. This patient had renal dysfunction for the most classic reason, which is the deposition of the light chain within the kidney itself. And this would really be true myeloma kidney. And in these cases, by treating the patient, getting rid of the light chain, you could have rapid resolution of the underlying renal dysfunction. And this is really the classic myeloma kidney disease. Now, that's the classic and the most common one, but there are other common causes for renal dysfunction. As I mentioned before, it's very common for these patients to go months and months with back pain before they find out they have myeloma. And it is very common that these patients are on NSAIDs for months, very high doses of NSAIDs, and we often see that as a cause of renal dysfunction. And then there are other types of light chain deposition in the kidney that are different than the classic myeloma kidney, things like light chain deposition disease or amyloidosis, where the misshapen light chain actually gets incorporated into parts of the kidney, which cause kidney dysfunction.